Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog. Books not found at your so-called Christian bookstore, right? So many versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th century English versions of the Bible, and they actually have a book that a cult calls a Bible, the New World Translation. And here we go. By the way, here we go. We're going to continue to attack the word Jehovah. By the way, the word Jehovah is an artificially created form resulting from the consonants of the name of God transliterated YHWH, which you would know it as Yahweh, right? And the Hebrew vowels of the word for Lord, Adonai. The resulted from the fact that Jews refrained from uttering the name of God and usually substituted in its place the word Adonai. Thus, the vowels of this latter word were placed with the consonants of Yahweh, YHWH, so that the reader would know he should read Adonai instead. Most English Bibles follow the Jewish practice of translating YHWH as Lord, except when YHWH is preceded by the word Adonai, in which case it is translated God, since Adonai itself is translated Lord. The New World translators arbitrarily decided that when the word Lord in the Greek should be rendered Jehovah and when it should be left as Lord. What Greek? Here we are again, right? They never tell you what Greek text. How dishonest and disingenuous and deceitful is this? While they sometimes use the title Lord with reference to Jesus, for example, in 1 Corinthians 12:3, nobody can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And what's crazy in here in this book, this is page 99, they have Holy Spirit in lowercase. What does that tell you? Is the person putting this book together a Bible believer? Why would the words Holy Spirit be lowercase? These are the things you need to see as a Bible believer. These are the things you need to defend as a Bible believer. Have you read 2 Timothy chapter 2 yet? And do you believe it? Are you a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you? Or are you continuing to go to your so-called denomination where they don't even teach you how to rightly divide the word of truth? They're disobedient to what the Bible says. Our Apostle Paul, given by the Lord Jesus Christ, told us to rightly divide the word of truth. That's your first clue if a church, a so-called church, is teaching things right. The second clue is are they teaching you that you're the church, the body of Christ? I mean, there's so many clues. But anyway, I'm sorry I went off on that tangent. But in 2 Corinthians 4:5, for we are preaching not ourselves. You know what? I'm not sorry. Holy Spirit should be capitalized. I'm not an apologetic, okay? I'm a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't apologize for his words, all right? These are God's words. And these people attack God's words in these books that I have on my blog. And that's the whole point of it. It's to get you equipped for the ministry. Okay? In 2 Corinthians 4:5, for we are preaching not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord. At other times, they translate it as Jehovah, even when the reference to Jesus is clear. This is the case in Acts 19:20, where the New World Translation reads, thus, in a mighty way, the word of Jehovah kept growing and prevailing. Even though they had earlier translated the parallel thought by the words, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ went on being magnified. Acts 19:17, the expression the Spirit of the Lord is always translated the Spirit of Jehovah, and yet in the New Testament it sometimes refers to the Spirit of God and sometimes to the Spirit of Christ. Such a use even occurs within one verse, Romans 8:9. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit. Oh, they have Spirit capitalized here though. If the Spirit of God, wow, that's capitalized too. Just not Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, yeah. They pick and choose. Does not belong to him. The RSV italics ours. Here's the New World Translation. Here the New World Translation has God's spirit and Christ's spirit. So is that modalism? More next week.